The Gospel of the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Tut is, as we just heard, is from Luke chapter 7, and this passage that we are all familiar with, and about the sinful woman in the city who came and she washed the Lord's feet with her tears, and how the Lord justified her at the end of this of the story. There are many lessons we can learn from this passage, but I will focus on one related to what Simon said to himself when he saw the Lord the Christ accepting this woman, falling on the feet of the Lord and washing his feet. He said to himself, this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. Apparently from this statement, this man now is offended in the Lord the Christ. He is stumbling at him. He started to doubt in his mind if this is really the person that people talk about being the Messiah. And here we find that not only we get offended at weaknesses or at something that's evil, but sometimes also we share what this man said and did, that we get offended and we stumble at goodness. So what are the reasons why sometimes we stumble at goodness and we find sometimes difficulty to reconcile ourselves with goodness of others around us? So we speak today about seven reasons why sometimes we stumble not at weakness, but we stumble at the goodness of others. The first reason is what we saw today, the hardness of heart of human beings. Simon stumbled because he did not accept in his mind and his heart that this woman to be accepted by the Lord. She is a sinner. She should not be here. The same way also how the people received the Lord Christ going into the house of Zacchaeus. In their mind, this man is a sinner. He should not deserve the honor. So they said to themselves, they complained saying he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. The Pharisees and the scribes also stumbled at the Lord when they saw him eating and drinking with people who are sinners and tax collectors. So they asked the disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? So here, the reason is the hardness of the heart of human beings, who sometimes they don't have the ability to pity and have compassion. Sometimes we share in the same theme. When we start to question and stumble at the church, when the church accepts sinners, so we feel like we are irritated when someone that we think of as a bad person come and take communion, and we question why did the priest allow him to come in and get to take communion. Sometimes the church give a permission to a person to marry. In our minds, he doesn't deserve. And out of like what we think is a zeal, actually you are speaking out of the hardness of our hearts. When God shows goodness, it should not be a reason for anyone to stumble and be offended. But this is the first reason. The second reason why we stumble at goodness is because what the Lord spoke about being the evil eye. The evil eye here is not an eye that's envious, but the eye that does not wish goodness for others. We read this in the parable of the laborers of the first and the 11th hour. When those people came to receive their wage, so we find that they were surprised and did not like the fact that the Lord Christ will give to the workers of 1 hour the same wage as he gave to those who came and worked the whole day. So the Lord answered them in the parable, said, is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? It's out of his generosity. Whenever he shares whatever he has, give honor to whoever. He has it all. He has everything. So why we get offended when we see God is gracious and is generous towards people? So we question why God allowed this man to be a deacon or be a priest or be a bishop or be whatever. God is generous. If he wants to distribute whatever, it is up to him at the end of the day. The Lord here is confronting the people. It's your evil eye that does not see that this is something befitting that I would distribute whatever it's my things for others. The third reason why sometimes we stumble at goodness is legalism. And by legalism, we understand it is the worship of the letter on the expense of the true meaning of the commandment. This is what happened when the people were offended at the Lord Christ often when he healed others on Sabbath. So when he healed the man who was born blind on the Sabbath day, the Pharisees concluded by saying, this man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. In their mind, they were offended at him. Why? Simply because he is not keeping the Sabbath. It's exactly sometimes what happened also at the church. When we find someone is maybe is not 100% accurate on the right, and we stumble at this man, he's not a good person. Why? He does not know the hymn exactly as al-Ma'allim, whoever is saying. This is when we worship the letter. We find ourselves, we abandon love, submission, unity, fellowship to honor the service of the letter. A common reason, unfortunately, even nowadays, even our church, when we are moving with this kind of mindset, the legalist. The fourth reason why we stumble at goodness is when we have corrupt motive. We speak something that looks good, look righteous, but behind it is something that's not pleasing to God. This is what happened with Judas Iscariot when he saw the woman coming and breaking this kind of very expensive perfume and pouring it on the Lord's feet and head as well. We read about him, Judas, saying, commenting on this event, saying, why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. Here the motive speaks. It is because of the corruption in his heart. He finds it is so hard to spend all of this money to honor God. Sometimes we see this also still nowadays. When someone is dedicating his life to the service, someone decided to abandon everything, goes to the monastery and become a monk, then we speak about this being a waste. Why this person, why this kind of like qualifications and certificates? Then he is like abandoning all of these, going to the monastery, wasting his life. He could have served other people in this world. Sometimes we are not speaking really because we care, but because of our selfishness. We want to keep this person with us. We feel like it's a loss when people dedicate themselves to the worship and to service of God. The fifth reason why we stumble at goodness is because of the pride of the heart. This is when people were offended at Christ because of his humility. This is something that people do not like sometimes when we speak about the goodness of Christ and his humility and his humbleness. When Christ was born, he was born from a city, Nazareth of Galilee, didn't have a very good reputation. Even one of the disciples, Nathanael, he says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? They were offended because the man is humble. When Christ came to Jerusalem riding on the donkey, people at the beginning, they celebrated him. But later on, when they saw him still in this kind of meekness, he is not the king that he is going to bring honor again to Israel, they were offended at him. This happens with us also when we are offended at God because he is kind. We want him to take an action our way, to burn those people who are opposing the church, showing his power and might by doing something extraordinary. But when he deals with meekness, with patience, with long-suffering, sometimes we stumble and we are offended. We don't like this kind of thing. Sometimes we like Christ as a person, but we don't like his way. We do not want to imitate even his example. What do you mean that someone hurt me and I let go? This will make me to be perceived as a weak person. It says that I'm offended at the goodness of Christ. I cannot accept his humility, his humbleness. This is something that really irritates me deep inside my heart. The sixth reason why we stumble at goodness is when we trust our wisdom more than God's wisdom. rather than his wisdom. This is what happened when Christ started talking about partaking of his body and his blood. Many people were offended, they stumbled, they left him, and they no more went after him. As we read in John chapter 6, therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, speaking about himself being the true manna that came from heaven, people have to eat his body and drink his blood, they said, this is a hard saying, who can understand it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, does this offend you? Why they are offended? Simply because their mind cannot comprehend, and if my mind does not accept it, then I'm not going to follow. This is the case now, unfortunately, in many of the churches around us in the country we live in. Unless my mind will accept the fact, I will not believe. Show me an evidence I can touch, I can see, then I will believe you. People stumble at God because he is not visible. Even St. Paul said we can see him in his creation, but still, my mind cannot comprehend it. Accordingly, I'm stumbling at the fact that God exists, or baptism is important for salvation, or this is the true body and true blood. Some people even ask questions, saying, if I put this bread under the microscope, would it show me that this is flesh? It is only my eyes that I can believe. Otherwise, I will stumble. The seventh reason why we stumble at goodness is because of the cross. The cross will always be a stumbling block. It is the ultimate goodness of God, and it is the main stumbling block in the way of many people. As St. Paul says to the Corinthians, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Every time the cross is mentioned, we celebrate just hearing about it, talking about it. But every time we are requested to carry it, usually many people, they stumble. What do you mean I give from my necessity? Or I stand and I worship God in the early morning where I'm tired, I want to sleep, where I have to sacrifice and love even while not loved. I forgive while continually being hurt. All of these things are the meaning of the cross. And we stumble at this because simply this is something that's it's goodness and it is hard. The eighth and the last reason why we stumble at goodness is because sometimes the goodness of others expose our own weakness. This is what we hear about in the Book of Wisdom, speaking about those people who wants everyone to act like them, to do likewise. And they say what about this? Let no one among us, when they speak about being indulged in all of the pleasures, say, let no one among us be exempt from our indulgence. What about if someone is not sharing? Let us encircle the just, for his life is unlike other men's lives, and immutable are his ways. Sometimes we are offended simply because people are not doing what we wish. I want to make them to do like me, because their righteousness condemn my weakness. I want everyone to be the same. If I take drugs, so everybody should take drugs. If I have a sexual affair, everyone should have the same. When someone speaks against these or live against these kinds of principles, people get offended. Why? Why they are offended? Because your righteousness condemn me, make me to know that I am deceiving myself. So what we saw today is that not only people are offended at weaknesses or at evil, but sometimes also we are offended and we stumble at goodness. Let us not be among those people who stumble at goodness. Let us be among people who celebrate the goodness of others, the goodness of God. Let us be among those people who are cheering for this kind of goodness that Christ is showing and teaching us. To review these reasons why we stumble at goodness, as we said, the reasons are the hardness of heart, the evil eye, legalism, corrupt motive, the pride of the heart, trusting human wisdom rather than God, stumbling at the cross, and exposing our weaknesses. To the Lord be the glory forever and ever. Amen.